Mariupol is resisting from the last power, from its last capabilities, and all is about high morale and high capacity potential of Ukrainian army, because as you understand, being in full blockade for more than 50 days without any supplement, without food, water, without any utilities, without help, it's very difficult. And as we know that Russia collect more equipped, more prepared part of the army, about 15,000 of soldiers that are attacking Mariupol, and Russia use all kind of hard weapon, I mean airstrikes, missiles, artillery, tanks to capture Mariupol, but making this, they are totally destroyed my city and killed a lot of civil citizens. So Ukrainian army still defeats a part of our city, but it's very hard without help and weapon supplyment from Western countries.
I understood the civilian part of the city is under Russia and army control.
Most part, not all, as I know. So Ukrainian army continues to defeat city from the south. Yes, it's mostly industrial territory, Azovstal plant, and some attached nearest part of my city, which is near Azovstal.
But what means the Russian have control of a part of the city?
They temporarily occupy and control, I think, about 70% of our city. It's civil, it's mostly parts, most part of our city. So they occupied territory of my city temporarily. It means that. And what's about destruction? So 90% of my city is damaged and 40% is totally destroyed. As to numbers, we calculated that 950 condominiums are totally destroyed. About 21,000 private houses are destroyed. 70% of hospitals, school, kindergarten, so they are totally destroyed. It's the number of destroyments in my city.